From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan has died at the age of 94. The entertainment news site TMZ first reported her death Sunday. The wife of U.S. President Ronald Reagan for more than five decades until his death served as First Lady from 1981 to 1989. We'll bring you more information on her death as it becomes available. Egypt Sunday accused the Palestinian Islamist movement Hamas and the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood of involvement in last year's killing of the country's top prosecutor, Hisham Barakat. The interior minister said that 14 members of the Muslim Brotherhood participated directly in the plan to murder Barakat, who was assassinated in a car bomb attack on June 29th. He says the plot was carried out on orders of the Muslim Brotherhood in close coordination with Hamas, which played a very important role in the assassination of the chief prosecutor from start to finish. That's his comment to reporters. Nearly 5 million eligible voters in the West African nation of Benin are expected to cast their ballot Sunday for the country's next president. 33 candidates are running to succeed Thomas Boni Yayi. He's leaving office after the legally mandated two terms. He told reporters as he cast his ballot that he was leaving behind a unified Benin. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried Sunday in a cemetery east of the capital of Khartoum following a funeral attended by thousands of mourners. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He once played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought down President Omar al-Bashir to power. You're listening to VOA News.